You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. And now, a story from Uncuffed, our series recorded and edited by incarcerated men at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Sonyika Shakur, formerly known as Monster Cody Scott, was in prison in the early 1990s when he wrote a book that made him famous, Monster, the autobiography of an L.A. gang member. Sonyika has been in and out of custody ever since. He's at Solano State Prison now, but he's expecting to get out this month. Before leaving prison, he went to the Uncuffed studio to talk with producer Brian Thames.
Monster Cody. Few people in life have ever met a real monster. But Cody Scott, the infamous and famous 8-Tray gangster Crip, was a true monster and destroyer. He chronicled and glorified his urban terrorism in a book 20 years ago that made him a millionaire. But today, he is Monster no more.
All right. Morning, brother.
Good morning. J-Moss boy. That means good morning in Kiswahili.
Some people have known you as one person. And what was that name that you used to be called?
My street name is Monster.
And your name now you prefer to be called?
Sonyika. My name is Sonyika Shakur. And Sonyika means unifier, gatherer of his people, Swahili. And Shakur means the thankful. So I'm a thankful gatherer of my people.
That's a beautiful name, brother. You know that, right?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You had a history, but according to what others say, your name fit, right. Your old name. What could have been the turning point for you to even go in this direction?
Actually, I'm still turning. I came from like a middle-class family. Like my godfather's Ray Charles. My father played for the Rams, My mother, man, she was a hardworking woman. And so we lived in the Crenshaw District before it became the Rolling 60s area. And so I came from that area and that family and that class of people. But my mother moved to a bigger house in 1972. She moved into the heart of the West Side Crips. But while my father was on the football field and Ray was in the studio, my mother was at work. I was in the street. I was looking for surrogates. I was looking for somebody to say, good job. I remember when I was 11, I had been bullied by the school bully, you know. And I walked through the gate and the dude said, man, let me get a dime. And I said, I don't got a dime. I had a dime in my coin pocket. He said, all I find I can have? I said, yeah. I didn't think he was gonna search that pocket. He robbed me. But then he took it a step further and he hit me in the mouth. The next day I joined a gang.
And how old were you again?
I was 11. On June 15th, 1975, I graduated from the sixth grade. And I went home, I went out the window, because my mother wanted me to clean the house up and I didn't want to. So I went out the back window and I found some homies. And they sponsored me in the gang. I got jumped in, I got drunk, I got high. So in one day I became a graduate, a drug addict, a gang member, and a murderer. And that was the most exciting day of my life.
After you wrote your first book, you sort of reached the financial mountaintop, but you went home more than one time and you came back to prison. What happened, brother? How did you fall off?
I never got the disease of addiction under control. From 84 to 88, I'm in prison. I get out, I go right back to the hood, right back to what's popular. And at that time, what was popular was cocaine. So I got on that, just like before I had gotten on PCP. I'm just lucky that heroin didn't come through there, because I would have got on that. If it comes, I'm gonna try.
You being serious, bro?
I'm being serious, bro. Because I was doing such terrible things that I had begun to not like me. But my real problem has been that I just don't care.
Didn't care or don't care?
I didn't care, because now I'm learning to care. Those of us who are revolutionaries, we use this term revolutionary suicide. And revolutionary suicide usually is, we use that for people who have been criminals or lumping. And then we try to have them transform into revolutionary mentalities to commit class suicide as a criminal and become a proletariat, become a revolutionary. But what happens too, that term can also be used in my situation as I was a criminal, I became a revolutionary, and people expected me to commit class suicide as a successful writer and become a noted author. And to me, I didn't want to go that way. I didn't want to be the go-to guy when they said, what about gangs? Because that's not what it's about.
Just recently, some older brothers have described you using this word, educator.
I knew that if anything was going to transform anybody's mentality, it was going to be education. Because the educator, even while he or she is educating, is being educated.
Absolutely.
It's a dialectical relationship.
Right.
And that has been the main eating point of Monster, that Monster has been eaten away by knowledge of self and kind. But it's been such a long history of contamination that the disease of criminality and self-hate and fratricide is so deep, it's so all-imbuing that it's easier to talk it than to walk it.
Let me share something with you. Excuse me, interrupting you. See, this is what I wanted to do, what's being done right now. I don't know if I told you the name when we got started. I called it Monster No More.
Wow.
Because you speak in life right now. That wasn't what the first part of your life was. Your life was bringing death. You were a destroyer. You weren't just a monster. You were a destroyer.
No doubt. No doubt. With me, I've been in the hole for 30 years. I've been validated for 30 years. I've been out a few months here, a few months there. So people don't know me. They know what they read and they know what they hear, but you're hearing about me through someone else's interpretation who may not even understand the need to change. Nobody really knows me, man.
So who are you?
I am Sanyika Shakur, man. I'm a regular cat, man. I like our culture. I love hip hop, man. I love our sisters. I love kids, man. I love camaraderie. I love being around righteous people, man. I love humor. You know what I mean? I love intelligence. And I've gotten sharper and still getting sharper. But I turned all my energy and all my wit and all my charm and all my intelligence into this one thing, banging. And that's how I became a monster.
That was Sanyika Shakur, formerly known as Cody Scott. He spoke with Brian Thames, a producer in KALW's radio program at Solano State Prison. And we have a big announcement to make. Today, we are publicly launching Uncuffed as its own podcast. It'll feature voices from Solano and San Quentin State Prisons. The men put together a trailer. Let's take a listen.
We rolling.
Man, let's get this thing cracking.
Let's
y'all.
Get it.
Bring it.
Let's do it.
What?
Coming at you from Solano State Prison in the rolling hills of the Golden State.
And from the Bay of San Francisco at San Quentin State Prison,
this is Uncuffed.
Uncuffed is about telling our stories from our perspective.
From the perspective of a person who hasn't had his story told.
We bring them down to the studio, or we record them, and then we edit it ourselves.
On the show, you'll hear what it's like to be incarcerated.
From the minute you stepped in the building, you literally felt that you was kind of like on this other planet.
But really, what it's like to be a human being.
To struggle with your family.
If I hate my dad, I hate myself. If I love myself, I love my dad.
Or to try something new that you never imagined doing.
30 guys from all different cliques and gangs doing yoga on the handball court.
For those of you who have been to prison and those of you who haven't, and for those of you who don't know anybody that's ever been in prison, whoever you are, we want you to get to know who we are.
When you've been deprived of speaking, of talking for years on end, and someone says all of a sudden, hey man, I'm gonna tell your story. There is where the magic began.
If we want to let the people know that you're powerful, that your voice matters, that you can speak up, that you can make a difference in this world.
We've got the mic now, and we're telling our own stories.
Uncuffed. From San Quentin and Solano State Prison and KLW Public Radio, subscribe now in any podcast player.
Let's get crack-a-lackin'.
Here we roll.
No, not the crack-a-lackin'.
You scale the charts.
Yeah.
That was the trailer for the Uncuffed podcast, which you can now subscribe to in major podcast apps. Go ahead and be one of the first to do it. Episode 1 will go live in 2 weeks. KALW's work in prisons is supported by the California Arts Council and the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability. All content is approved by an information officer.